Illumination and genius. They go together. Illumination and genius go together. For when you are illumined, you are a genius. And when you are a genius, you are illumined. The mind is wide open to all that the world is, all that the universe is, and beyond. We have the ability to think in absolute terms. We have the ability to think in relative terms. We have the ability to think of things that are level with our consciousness right here on Earth. And we have the ability to think on things out in space. And we have the ability to think beyond space. We have the ability to think of divinity. We have the ability to think of relativity. We have the ability to think of humanness and divineness. We have the ability to think all these things. What a genius we are! Now, have you ever said to yourself, I wish I was a genius? Have you ever said to yourself, I wish that I could express myself more magnificently? I wish I could express all the great ideas that are flashing through my mind from time to time. I wish I could walk the path of the entrepreneurs, the path of the magical people who take their mind and use it so beautifully. Walk the path of these modern-day people who are working on computers and doing wonderful things, the hackers on computers. Their minds are into such fantastic programming ideas that they are just utterly amazing. Now, that we sometimes think they're using it incorrectly, okay. So, many thoughts are used incorrectly. You take a hammer and hit your finger, or take a hammer and hit a nail. Now, the hammer is the device. Your choice is your mind, where you hit the hammer on your finger, and you say, ouch, that's terrible. How did I hit my finger? I shouldn't have done that. And you hit the nail, and you say, wonderful, that's what I choose to do. Well, a genius hits the nail on the head with a hammer. The genius makes a choice to hit the nail. He doesn't make the choice not to hit his finger. That's not his purpose. If he was thinking about not hitting his finger, he would be not doing anything. But the genius is always in the process of thinking of doing something in a very positive way. Not necessarily beneficial all the time, but a very positive way. And as the genius is working in a very positive way, he is opening and opening and opening and opening and opening the inner realm of infinite wisdom within him. He is opening the inner realm of genius that lay within every being, and not every being chooses to access it. Now, we can access our genius by just thinking it, by just thinking, how would I do this? How would I do that? And just questioning ourselves. And as we question ourselves, then we answer ourselves. And we say, okay, we'll try it this way. Okay, we'll try it this way. Okay, we'll do it this way. Okay, well, this seems like an interesting approach. And so you approach. And you go with your genius. Everyone has a genius. You go with your genius to the point where you are expressing a magic that you had never expressed before. Or maybe you dreamt of it. Maybe you thought of it. Maybe you considered it at some point but had not accessed it, had not carried through on it. And now you're carrying through. A genius is a being that carries through on the magical thoughts in his consciousness. Now, do you want to be a genius? Do you want to be someone who carries through on the magical ideas of your consciousness? What would happen? This morning, as I was thinking of trimming some grass in a planter. It's a large planter, maybe 12 by 10 feet. And there are two of them. Well, actually, it's three of them. And they should be trimmed. And I thought, well, now I could get in there with my hands and yank the old dead grass out of there and throw it away. But that's not necessarily what I want to do. I want it just to be trimmed and looking nice. So I could take a clipper and go in there. I could take a weed whacker and go in there, both of which are not my choice. And then I could have some little electric gadget that I plug in, and the gadget just chops up. It fits right in my hand, and I just run it along as I would my hand, and it just eats up the grass that's growing there, so it levels it down to the ground where I want it, and I could do that. Now, what device do I have that will do that? Now, I've been thinking about this and thinking about how I would do it and thinking about where I would get it and how I would have it. And at the moment, I don't have one of those in my possession. And so, or maybe I do. Maybe I do. Maybe I have a hedge trimmer that would work very beautifully in there. Or maybe I have a grass trimmer that would work very beautifully in there. Maybe I have some smaller device. Now, I'm not going to say I do and don't. I'm going to say I'm going to look through my tools, look through my equipment, look through the things that I've had in the boxes in the back of shelves and that I haven't paid much attention to over the years because maintenance hadn't been my particular forte. But in doing this wonderful little thing, perhaps there's some little gadget that will work just beautifully for what I want and would trim those things up held in my hand in 5 or 10 minutes without a lot of energy being expended, without a lot of busyness, of strength being extended. Now, can I do that? Oh, yes, I can. Will I do that? Oh, yes, I will. As soon as I let my genius flow forth from me to accomplish that which I wish to accomplish, it will be done. The moment I start thinking about the type of tool that might work on trimming that grass in that small area that's a raised area, the planter boxes, and how I might handle that, it doesn't have to be done. It never has to be done. But if I want to do it, how could I do it? Well, what is the genius in me going to come? Oh, genius in you coming up with a trimmer that you think will do that. Somebody else has thought of that before. That's right. But I hadn't. I hadn't thought of trimming my planter boxes in that way. I hadn't thought of it before like that. I thought of just pulling the weeds out. I just thought of pulling the grass out and getting it down to bare soil and so forth. And I just thought of doing this. What is the genius in me wanting to do? You say, well, that's no great genius like a computer genius or some mathematical genius or something else. That's true. Genius comes in many descriptions. Genius comes in many sizes, and genius will always come to us to fulfill whatever it is that is the contemplation of our thinking. What is your thinking contemplating? What is your thinking considering as something that is important and beautiful for you to undertake? Is your thinking considering something that is wonderful and beautiful and good right now? Is your thinking something that is sort of exciting and sort of unique and sort of different? Ah, yes, all those things could well have been thought before, but have I applied them before? The genius of the world comes when I start applying all the awareness that the world is to the circumstances that I am in. Because though all this exists, though all of this is real, nothing is new under the sun, though all this is for us to be aware of, we are now aware of it when we are now a genius. Illumination sparkles my mind, and the genius flows out, and it is me, and it is wonderful, and it is you. Use a genius in you now, if you wish. I'm using it all the time. And sometimes I use it on spectacular thinking, and sometimes I use it on mundane thinking. But always I use it as an illumined thinking. Such is my choice, my joy, and my love. Have a wonderful day, and spend your thinking day as an illumined genius now.